This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of That Millwall Podcast. It's Friday night. It means it is the live show before Sunderland. If you're just tuning in, you don't have to water your screens. Stephen hasn't had plastic surgery. I am back in the lead seat, and it's time to fucking let's have it. Where do we start? There is a picture of Mickey on WhatsApp. Peter Sullivan, I saw your picture. On Twitter with the red little bit of the fucking hair and all that, and I don't believe you're using Photoshop. Just to be clear, if you any claim that Mickey mentioned, I mentioned Mickey's failed hair transplant, or teeth whitening, or boil he had removed from his ass. My lawyer is watching. Okay. Yep. Show us your railings. I've not had the teeth. The only thing I've got is. He's a tan, mate, and that's it. Do you know what I mean? He's a tan, high one wearing white. But, yeah, anyway, my partner in crime for tonight is the one and only Jay. Hello, mate.
Good evening. How are we? How was your holiday anyway, first and foremost?
Absolutely fantastic. 2 weeks of minimum temperature of about 25, 26. Beer, good food, good time with the family. It was fantastic. Well needed by all. And yeah, it was just great. Loads of moody stuff as well. You know, you find that level, and then you end up finding that level, and then obviously barter down and get it as cheap as you can. So yeah, definitely come back with more stuff than what I went with. But yeah, it's all good. Do you know what I mean? My kids enjoyed it. My missus enjoyed it. And, yeah, so yeah, my missus normally finds us good holidays. So, yeah, it was a good time from all. Mickey, did you pick up a nice leather jacket at the bazaar? No, I didn't get a leather jacket, but yeah, thanks. Can I just say one thing? You boys are in the chat. Sorry, Jay. You boys are in the chat. Let me just sort of that because my computer's just come up with saying it's going to shut down. I don't need one, Gaz Lion for 22, by the way. I didn't need one, so yeah. The comments what are in the chat, I'm not going to keep putting them up because I watched the Huddersfield show and another show on the plane, and I had to say, fucking annoying as fuck. So I will pick up comments, and we will come to comments, and I'll highlight comments and star comments, and I'll come back to them. But at the moment, I'm going to try it because at the moment we're going to go into a rant, and I know that the comments are going to be flying. Morning, Tony. So yeah, Jay, do you want to override me there, or do you sort of agree with me?
No, I agree.
Really off-putting.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's a couple topics we need to dive into that we want to get it through it as much as possible. There's a lot of info coming out of it. So, yeah, no, I agree. But, yeah, I will help with the starring of the comments. So, if you've got any good questions, if you've got any good questions, gents, about the topics with the FA Cup that we're going to touch on, and obviously players getting their contracts and Sunderland, got any decent questions in there, I'll look out for them, I'll star them, and then and we'll touch on them as we get to them points. But yeah.
Right, I'm back. And then yesterday, let's start where we mean to go on. So yesterday, afternoonish, the FA and the Premier League, or the FA, should we say, make a statement. And it's all been agreed that FA replays are going to be cancelled. FA replays are no more now going forward. And then they put on, it's the EFL. Anyway, someone this morning, whoever it is, I don't know who it is, but someone this morning puts out a screenshot of people who were on different boards within the FA. So Steve Cavanagh's name come up. So it's no secret. I've still got Steve Cavanagh's number and I still speak to him occasionally and whatnot. Good evening, Monica. And I decided to phone him. And I just said, what's going on? What is going on? And I have to say that this morning, Steve was not happy. He was doing what he was doing in the background and whatnot. And normally when I have conversations with Steve about things, I normally say to him, we're doing a show tonight. Is there anything that I can quote you on? And normally it's always, no, everything what I've said to you is between, I can't have you quote him or not. And which is fine. You know, that's what it is. You find out bits, you can quote stuff. Sometimes you can't and all that. It is what it is, right? Anyway, today he went, no, you can quote me. Not a problem. So the message I got from him, because I had a call with him, he told me stuff, and then I texted him back and I said, listen, in case I don't quote you word for word, what is it that you're okay with me quoting you for? So he then sent me a message back, and he just went, look, you get the message. This is an FA decision. I don't and didn't agree with it, and I feel that it's spineless to use faceless spokespeople to try and shift the blame to people who weren't even party to the agreement. I am vice chair of the FA Cup Committee, and it was never discussed. The FA and their CEO need to own this and stand up for their decision, not pointing the finger of blame at others. I am, as noted in press, on the Players Gaming Board, I think it is, or Pitch Gaming Board, but PGB. But this was always part of a wider discussion on redistribution to the football pyramid that hasn't happened. And we have been given a fait en coup so as to be blamed is disgusting. So basically, what I'm led to believe is there was a conversation topic of should we get rid of FA replays within the FA committee as such, but it was never put forward to a vote. It was just, what do you think? And people on there went, well, you know, it's part and parcel of the history of the club, and the smaller clubs, they make money out of it and this and that. And, you know, Millwall's made some good money out of, you know, FA Cup games and, you know, non-replay games and stuff. And also, let's go back to 2004. If it wasn't for a replay, we wouldn't have made the final.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? With Tranmere, wouldn't it? If it weren't for a replay, we wouldn't have made the final. So, you know, replays matter to people. Anyway, I had that and we put some bits out. We're going to do a statement. Then I found out that Steve was spoken to Richard Crowley and obviously I think he's spoken to The Telegraph. So I knew that there was going to be a story coming out at some point. So I put bits of it out. But I thought we're going to discuss it here. So we'll wait until we get onto here and all that. So if you are watching, make sure you press the like button, please. That'd be great. So anyway, later on in the day, the FA and the Premier League has basically released a statement. So their statement said, we've listened to the concerns expressed over the last 24 hours. I would like to outline the approval process which was undertaken for the 24-25 professional game football calendar. We have been discussing the calendar for the 24-25 season with the Premier League and EFL for well over a year. Removing Emirates FA Cup replays was discussed in the early meetings and all parties accepted that they could not continue. The discussions then focused on how to make all of our competitions stronger, despite having fewer dates available and wanting to maintain player welfare. We'll come back to that little bit of bullshit there in a minute. The changes to the Emirates FA Cup achieve this by returning it to a weekend competition on every round and ensuring that we have exclusive broadcast slots in an increasing congestion calendar. That's important as well. To clarify, we have also increased the number of Emirates FA Cup matches that will be broadcast in the early rounds. This will lead to additional guaranteed broadcast revenue for EFL and National League teams. Well, fucking will he do. Additionally, we review the prize money annually for that competition together with representation from the EFL and the Premier League, and we'll do the same for the 24-25 season. The calendar for next season was approved by the Professional Game Board, which Steve Cavanagh sat on and obviously said a minute ago that he didn't. And a lot of people were going, well, yeah, you know, he might say that, but we'll come back to that in a minute. The calendar for next season was approved by them, which consists of four EFL representatives, which I think we'll speak on that in a minute, and four Premier League representations last month, and then by the FA Board, which includes Premier League, EFL, National Game and Grassroots representation. This is the process we undertake every year to approve the calendar. We understand the concerns expressed over the last 24 hours, and we will be sharing more details with the club shortly shortly to explain the revenue opportunities in the early rounds, and we will keep the review underway as the new calendar begins to sign to ensure that the EFL and National League do not lose out. Well, that came out, and to me, that looked like they pretty much doubled down and went, it's fucking all your fault. This is... You know, this is what's happened. That's what's happened. This is what's done. It's done there. So then let's roll on a little bit later on. I'll tell you the time in a minute. So let's roll on until 2 o'clock. EFL statements come out. Listen, if some of you have already heard this, I do apologise. But those of you who haven't, you need to listen to this, because this is the only time ever, I think, that the EFL have found their bollocks to a degree. It's what they do next, but they found their bollocks. The EFL wishes to clarify further its position in respect of yesterday's Premier League and Football Association's bilateral announcement over the removal of the FA Cup replays and the roles of the league's representation or the representatives on the Professional Game Board. And remember, Steve Cavanagh sits on that board. The agreement, which now sees the removal of replays from the competition format, was agreed solely between the Premier League and the FA. Ahead of the deal being announced, there was no agreement with the EFL, nor was there any formal consultation with the EFL clubs as members of the FA and participants in the competition. In September 2023, the EFL did initially discuss with clubs potential changes to the FA Cup format, but only as part of a wider and more fundamental change to financial distributions from the Golden Child, from the Premier League. But as it is now clear, there has been no movement in this area since September. The latest agreement between the Premier League and the FA, in the absence of financial reform, is just a further example of how the EFL and its clubs are being marginalised in favour of others further up the pyramid, i.e. the Premier League. And it only serves to threaten the future of the English game. The EFL today calls on both the Premier League and the FA as the governing body to reevaluate their approach to their footballing partnership with the EFL and engage more collaboratively on issues directly affecting our clubs. A separate issue in the role of the EFL representation on the Premier Game Board in agreeing to the 24-25 overall fixture calendar, PGB is there to make technical decisions across the game as opposed to key policy decisions such as competition changes or formats. Any decision taken on the calendar involving EFL representation are in no way an endorsement of the joint deal between the FA and the Premier League that imposed changes to the FA Cup competition format in isolation. As part of those discussions, the EFL representatives did challenge the position and were told that clubs would be comfortable with no replays. They were effectively advised that as a result of it being an FA competition, the fixture list needed to be agreed as presented. It is also important to note that this matter was not discussed by the FA Cup Committee, a separate group that oversees the competition across the professional and national game. So let's just make that clear. So the EFL weren't consulted. The FA Cup committee, what's designed to discuss the FA Cup, wasn't consulted. This decision was made purely between the FA and the Premier League. And they basically decided that let's get rid of that. And somewhere along the line, something's going on. Who the fuck are you to decide? I really don't know who it is. I mean, I don't know who the FA chairman is at all. But to me, who is it? Peter McCaw, is it? I don't know. Who's the head football chairman at the moment? Is that Deborah Hewitt? Anyway, let's have a look there. Let's have a see and see who it is. Because what I do know, so independent non-executive chair, Debbie Hewitt. You've got Mark Bullington and others in there. My question is, the same person who fucking signed this off, who works at the FA, is the same fucker who signed off Nike fucking up the St. George's Cross. And you've done it twice. You fucked with our game twice and thrown other people under the bus. So man up, stand up, and fucking take the fall. Because you can't... The FA Cup is part of football history. It's about the Minions fucking destroying the Man Uniteds, the Man Cities, or getting a replay back. The money they make from having that game. And yeah, there ain't many replays every year. I get that. But why the hell do you have the authority to stop someone like, I don't know, for instance, let's use Sutton, right? Or, you know, a team down in that league of potentially having the opportunity of playing Man United at Old Trafford. And potentially the money they would make in gate revenue could be the difference between that club staying in for another 10 years financially secure or going bust next year. Who the fuck are you to sit there and do it? And while I'm on a rant, sorry, Jay, before you come in, right, the FSA, right, get up and do something about it. Don't give out your little fucking comments, mate, right? We all know that you're not really going to come out heavily against the FA, the Premier League, the EFL. Well, the EFL are against it, but you're not going to come out against the Premier League and the EFL or the FA because, let's be honest, you're paid for by the EFL, you're paid for by the FA, you're paid for by the Premier League, you're paid for by the Football Foundation. And if you go after your paymasters, then you get no money. And then you're going to have to do some work and actually get fans to join you and pay up and everything else. So, you know, and also we know that you like to take so many representatives to the World Cup and the FA Cup and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know what I mean? You are a fan body who's supposed to represent fans. And you, no disrespect, you're about as fucking much use as the MSC at Millwall, mate. That's it. Do you know what I mean? Jay, your point?
It's extremely poor. It's extremely disappointing, disheartening. Every negative word you can use them, because there's over 730 clubs that sign up for the FA Cup and only 20 of them have been consulted on the changes for next year. It's just not acceptable. Yeah, if that, honest, you know, the top Premier League clubs, yeah, the top, you'd have your Lutons that probably, you know, that have been in the EFL, that appreciate what it means, that would have probably been on side. But as I said, you've got over 700 clubs that partake in the FA Cup. The magic of the FA Cup only exists because of EFL clubs. The Premier League only exists because of the EFL. When the European Super League nonsense was going on, because that affected the Premier League, all the FA and everyone was up in arms about that. Premier League was up in arms about that. Oh, you can't do that. What about the fans? But now it's a decision that doesn't affect the Premier League and lines the Premier League's pockets with more money and more availability to be able to add more European fixtures, add bigger Premier League fixtures and fill their calendar. It's not a problem then, but now it affects us because these small clubs that are never going to make the Premier League, let's be honest, the way that money's gone now, in football, it's extremely difficult, even for some championship clubs, to even sniff the Premier League. But for these lower league clubs, that massive day out, that big day out for the fans, the payday for the club, it isn't just a payday for the club as a nice day out. It actually keeps some clubs going for the next year. Some clubs have to live year by year and rely on massive things like that. You know, it really is sad. And what we've seen now is a very low blow statement from the FA about who was to blame. It's a very, oh, well, we told them that. And then every club in the EFL that I've seen so far, majority have now come out slandering it. It's just really distasteful.
It was discussed at one meeting, so I'm told, right, that the idea that they wanted to potentially talk about it, and then at the EFL side of the meetings, it's never been put on an agenda. So to me, it's like, mate, you know what you're doing. It's thing. I mean, we were looking at earlier on. I was looking with a couple of others, obviously within who can write and stuff. We were looking at this. All of us at that Mill podcast that is made by the decision made by the FA and Premier League to scrap replays from the first round. Replays are a cornerstone feature of the competition, and as fans of a club that has taken various scalps in the competition throughout the years, this feels more personal to us. And Mill podcast notes the statement released today by the FA, but has learned that the EFL members' clubs were not consulted on the decision to scrap replays. A senior source at the FA has told us that the FA claims this change strengthens the Emirates Cup, but the loss of the replays fundamentally weakens it. The exclusive weekends won't replace the drama of a replay earned by a lower league club against all odds. The magic isn't about the calendar. It's about the possibility of a historical upset. Yes, increased grassroots funding is positive, but it feels like a consolation prize rather than a reason to celebrate the format changes. This decision appears to be driven by the financial and scheduling interests of the Premier League and not the EFL or other clubs in the leagues, not by any consolation of what makes the FA, not by any consideration of what makes the FA Cup special. We call on the FSA to step in and force the FA to reconsider their stance, as all this does is achieve further wealth at the top of the football period, making the richest clubs even richer and during the calendar to suit them. EFL and lower league pyramid clubs are where the future Premier League stars learn their trade, including the current England captain, who still to this day notes how his time at Millwall helped shape him in the player he is today. We call on the FSA to intervene and put further pressure on the Football Association to reconsider their stance. Football is for the whole pyramid, not exclusively for the 20 teams sitting right at the top. That's our statement. Yeah. We will be putting that out at some point over the weekend, and there'll be one where it'll be probably slightly changed maybe, and I'll be calling on the 24 clubs of the Championship shows on a group I manage. We will be hopefully releasing a statement in there, because I think it is fucking damn right disgusting, and I think they're fucking liberties, mate. I think the FA are a liberty. I think they're a liberty with the St. George's Cross, and I think they're a liberty with this. And, you know, what's to say there ain't anything else they're fucking planning, mate?
Yeah, well, they're totally
disconnected. As far as I can throw.
No, neither do I. And the statements about the scheduling and things like that just shows how little and how disconnected they are with the EFL. The Premier League clubs would have to win the domestic treble to even touch the amount of games you have to play on a standard season in the Championship or League One. We play Tuesday, Saturday every week, pretty much. We've played five games over a Christmas period. Exactly, and the Premier League play 38. They'd have to win the domestic treble just to even
match. No, they play 20, didn't they? Yeah,
so they're just
the problem match is, the amount right, of games this, you have to play. I mean, I'm not being funny. You know, okay, look, I understand that it's the end of the season, for instance, but I think Spurs finish on the 9th of May or whenever it is, or 19th of May, and the 22nd of May they're playing in Australia. If what they say it's all about player welfare, right, then give your players a time off. Our players get the time off. As soon as the end of season comes, they're off. Unless they've got international. But you know the reason that Tottenham's going straight out after the day they finish is because they've got to be back, because European Championship or other games, you know, everything, what is it, European Championships and whatnot, they've got to be done, haven't they?
Is it, oh, yeah, it must be really hard for them, Nick. It must be really hard for them, though, on their average of 350 grand a week on their private jets, having to travel across Europe to play in top flight football games. It must be really tiring and horrible for them that having a replay away at Tranmere Rovers is going to suddenly ruin their entire season and their career. It's just pathetic. It's so distasteful. It shows a complete separation from the game. They don't realise the Premier League's nothing without the EFL. The FA Cup is nothing without the EFL. The magic of the Cup only exists because of teams in the EFL creating that magic. It's just about lining their pockets. And do you know what? I was really against the European Super League, but it might not be a bad thing just to get these fucking clubs out of English football, fuck them off, and keep the ones that actually care about it, innit?
The reason it's happening is because next season, the EFL, the Champions League changes, and also the Europa League changes, and also the TV scheduling for the EFL changes as well. So there's going to be more media deciding on what they want to do. More 5 o'clock kickoffs. It's like everyone's going, oh, the 3 p.m. kickoff, you know, the blind sign. I'll tell you what's going to happen with that. Is Sky's going to make games 12 o'clock and whatnot, and basically circumnavigate that ban until it becomes pointless that there's a 3 o'clock ban. Then that 3 o'clock ban will go, and then Sky will then go, boom, back to 3 o'clock. And then they basically will just put shows on.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
3 o'clock. Once that comes off, they make it impossible. So there's only one or two games at 3 o'clock and go, well, look, it's pointless having a 3 o'clock blackout. There's only one or two games now because they've put money in and moved them all around now with them and Amazon and BT or TNT, whatever it is and all that. And then they come back to the table and go, right, yeah, everything's back at 3 o'clock now once they've got their way. And, you know, ugh, mate, there's so many fucking stupid-ass rules around football. It's fucking ridiculous. I honestly, it's one of the most craziest fucking things in the world, right? The drinking rules. It's illegal to enter a stadium and stadium piss, technically. You can be arrested for entering a football stadium drunk. If they wanted to and be wankers, they could nick you for it, right? Yeah, I could go to rugby and fucking sink 24 fucking pints of Guinness, be fucking carried up the road, and it's not a criminal offence. So I could go see, I don't know, Taylor Swift, get absolutely wanker beforehand and walk in the stadium, no problem whatsoever. Football,
yeah,
fucked. Football, to be potentially to be arrested for drunk and disorderly, is you have to be unsteady on your feet and smell of alcohol. Which means basically you could, in theory, throw a can of beer over me at some point so that I smell of beer and then trip me up in front of a copper. And technically, he has enough grounds to nick me, potentially. Yeah. But we will go into that in a later show within another couple of weeks, because I am bringing on doing a show with a football lawyer. And we can address all of these and answer questions and whatnot and stuff like that. So, yeah. Let's get through some of these comments, shall we? If Brad is as good, no, let's come back to that one. We'll come back to you in a minute. FA lied through their teeth. Chris, 100%, mate, 100%. Where we football wasn't broken. If big clubs can't handle a few more games, pull out the cup competition, or do not ruin it for all the other clubs that depend on the replay. At Old Trafford, Stamford Bridge, Tottenham, these replays are the difference in a club folding or surviving. Fuck the Premier League. why didn't Steve or Mill put a statement out? That would have saved him a lot of grief. I think the problem was it was fast moving, and I think it's not a Millwall issue. It's a Steve Kavanagh issue, and I think that Steve wanted to do it under his own name rather than doing it at the club. I think, you know, when things what he controls, like, you know, he does his CEO notes and stuff like that, I think probably we'll see a lot more about the story in there. Richard Cowley's obviously put a statement out. I think there's an article in the South London, and I think that there might be a few more coming out. But I think a lot of the EFL guys are going to start coming out against the FA, because the FA is incompetent, absolutely incompetent at the top. Do you know what I mean? And maybe we need to start a petition. No, we don't. Do not get confused by that. What is it? What's it going to do? Tell me what is the independent regulator going to do?
It'd be balanced. I think it'd be more balanced decision. It'll involve everybody. It might not be the right decisions, but it'll involve everybody. Well, we'd be consulted.
What power will they have? Will we?
Well, that remains to be seen. The power that they have, don't they? But I think
I was a fan on the board.
The main point of it being, I think, will take away their decisions, their decision making from the FA and the Premier League to just go and do what they want. But as you say, you've got a bit more knowledge in it. Why do you think it's a bad thing for them to come in and sort it out?
Because I was fan on the board, but could I veto a decision the club wanted to make? Could I fuck? And that's exactly going to be the same position as a shadow board, as a fan shadow board and whatnot. You will be there as lip service and you'll be there to make. But realistically, in the way that it don't matter what party's in government, right, or who you're going to put in, it's going to be chosen. The independent board is going to be chosen. To me, if I was choosing the independent board, one of the first people I would be put, well, two people I'd put on there. I would put Tracy Crouch, right? And I would put Kieran Maguire.
Yeah,
Kieran Maguire. And that would be the two names what will go on FI, right? Because then there will be. But the problem is who else do you fill it with and what power do they have? Because,
well, yeah.
What do they have? At the moment, there's a fit and proper person test, right? I could have, like Reading, I could have millions and millions of pounds in my bank account, right? I then want to make the football club the best it can be. So I invest a load of money into that club. I'm then told, you can't do that. And because you've done that, you've now breached financial fair play rules. We're now going to dock you 10 points.
Yeah, that's where the problem lies. They need to have power.
If I owned a business outside of football and I wanted to make that business successful and I wanted to invest whatever amount of money I wanted to invest into it, I do it. All of a sudden, that's my business and I've invested to make more. Football, you can't do it. It's all about, well, it's how much you charge people. So realistically, the only way a football club could invest loads and loads of money is by charge you lot coming in £1,000 a ticket.
Yeah.
Because that way, then their revenue's accounted for and it means how much they can then put into the club. And that's never going to happen because it's just not going to happen. So I don't actually physically see, and I'm more than happy, the FSA or other people who want to have a debate about the, you know, this independent regulator. I honestly think that this independent regulator is great on paper, but realistically, do you really think that the EFL, the FA are going to have, look at the Premier League. The Premier League is circumnavigating it now as best they
can. Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. The power, you know, they don't want to give up the power. That's why these decisions are being made. This is the problem. They're being made because they're not being challenged, because they have they hold all the power. This is why all we can do is do what clubs are doing now, make statements. We do podcasts, you know, people, managers come out and say what they're saying, like Harris did, and people, reporters report on it and it gets back. That's all we can do is make noise. But, you know, are they going to listen? It remains to be seen.
Chris is good at that. Look, FFP was supposed to create a level playing field, but they still allow parachute payments. So this season, right, who's going to come down? Sheffield United, Burnley, Luton, likely. And Luton,
Burnley, Luton.
Right, are going to come down. Luton, dirty fucking, dirty wankers trying to fucking be a poacher keeper and a gamekeeper at the same time, mate. You know, with the money coming down to the pyramid, now they're up the top. It's like, oh, I don't want to do that. No, parachute payments are really important. Only because you're fucking coming back down. Mm. But parachute payments, all of a sudden, they come down with what? I think it's 88 million, 90 million, thereabouts. They come down with that. What we got? We ain't even got that. Our mate, our chairman, I think, is putting in about 17 million a year. You know, we'd love to have 80 million to be able to put into the club. We can't do that. Yet, they'll have that for three seasons.
Exactly.
They'll have that money for three seasons.
But they'll be now one of the clubs that bounces up and down, like a Norwich, like a Fulham, you know, like a Sheffield United, and they will now have that for the rest of their EFL / couple seasons in the Premier League careers. And the club like us that have never made the Premier League before will always suffer. So all they do is they slowly make themselves richer, and it's the same teams that go up and the same teams that come down. Apart from Luton, it's been the same for years and years and years. It's so disconnected. That's what they want. They don't care. They really don't care about it. They've already had the arguments of the money coming down to support the EFL in the first place. This is just another way of them not doing that. You know, what decision is it going to be next time? You know,
Danny Millwall has a good point there. Look, no, listen, Danny Millwall's got a good point there. He says, because teams going up were awful, the Swindon, the Blackpool, the Derbies, etc. Parachute payments have made the Championship miles better, which they have, but they've made it. The problem is that when you've got the same teams bouncing up and down, so like you just said, you know, Norwich up and down, Leeds up and down, Southampton up and down, you know, Leicester, you know, they were and up and all of that, and then the other ones coming back with four of Burnley, etc. And that, all of a sudden, you're going to end up having probably 10, 12 teams in the Premiership, in the Championship, with all the money, and then that's it. Millwall's never going to get anywhere near. I mean, don't forget, Millwall will never, ever, ever, ever spend 20 million on a player. Southampton spent that. Leeds has spent that. You know, most of, I think, Ipswich, is it not Ipswich, Norwich, not Norwich, Norwich has before. You know, most of those around there have spent bundles of money. And you're like, how the fuck is it fair? You know, I don't agree with a wage cap and all that sort of shit, but there should be another mechanism to be able to go, fuck it, right, let's have it. Do you know what I mean? This is now the way to do it and fair. And I just don't know. I mean, boycotting the FA Cup. What are you going to do? How are you going to boycott it? You're only going to boycott it if every single fan in the country does it. If every fan says, fuck the FA Cup, right, then good. Or if every fan wanted to sit there and stick it to the Premier League and went, boff, cancel your Sky subscription, ain't going to happen. That's the problem. Go on.
I was just going to say, I think the only way that clubs will be able to do it is they start fielding a weakened side and show that they're not interested in the FA Cup. That's the only way you can get around it.
But then they get fined.
Yeah, I know.
For fielding a weaker club. You know, to me, just put the kids out. Put the kids out from day one, because I think the rules are you have to keep the team or whatever. I don't know what the rules are. You know, someone will probably...
Something along them lines,
But that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, put the kids in it, put whatever. But, yeah, if you play a Premier League, just don't do anything, really. Who cares? Or go super strong and just fucking make the pitch as horrible as you can. And just absolutely. So, to me, if we get FA Cup this year and we have a run in it, or next season we have a run in it, and we get Premiership teams, then we basically reinvent hell for them. And we let them know that they're fucking welcome to fucking hell. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, play AC/DC fucking, what do you call it, Road to Hell, is it Bells of Hell, whatever it is, fucking play that, play loads of... You know, real evil fucking music and turn it in. We'll all be outside fucking, you know, giving it, making the players tremble and all that, and fucking give them hell. That's the only way you're really going to do it. You're not going to be able to do anything else, because unfortunately you can't do it. You know, that no one's going to do it fully. No one in the country is going to boycott the thing, because you'll have some people now. If we put a, you know, a survey out or whatnot, I guarantee you that you'll have a load of people who will, you might not, we'll see, but yeah, you'll have some people go, yeah, some people go, oh no, I don't think it's right, or I think it's right and all that. So yeah, it's one of those, mate, isn't it? So yeah, go on. I'm going to put a poll up.
It is sad that you are really, you're stuck in it between a rock and an old place, because you can't protest it, because 90% of fans, we enjoy going football too much. And if you get a Premier League club that comes to your gaff, you're going to go. I'll go. Do you know what I mean? I'd still go and watch it. I'm not going to be happy about it, but we enjoy going football too much. The clubs need to band together in the EFL and boycott it, or do something to minimise the cup itself in some form or another, because there's over 700 clubs that contribute to the FA Cup. They, if they all put their heads together, surely that's enough to make enough waves that they have to address it. The FA have to address it. But at the moment, you know, putting statements out is all good. It shows your feelings, but it ain't changing nothing.
I think I've spelt it wrong, but I put scrapping FA Cup replays, good idea or bad. There's a survey there. Is a good idea, yes or no? And yeah, we'll see. But as I said to you, look, where is it? As I said now, look, scrapping FA Cup replays, good idea, yes or no? And we've already had 6% of the vote say yes. That's where I'm coming from. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you've got people sitting there going, yeah, you know, okay, five now, people have changed their mind. But, you know, you're still looking at it going, why? Why the hell? Okay, there's only 27 votes there. Get voting now. If you're watching on Twitter, you won't be able to vote on Twitter. But if you get over to our YouTube channel, there is a vote on there and go. And again, if you're on Twitter, you can get involved in the comments. Mehmet, you know, if Mill were in the Prem 5000, Steve K would be voting no replays. No, he wouldn't. He's got fuck all. It's about the game. And that's what it's about. It's about the FA Cup as a historical thing. It's not about thinking, listen, right? I don't think Steve does things right all the time. And I've had my battles with him during my time as fan on the board and everything else. But Steve does stick up for us if and when it's needed. When, you know, not over small stuff, but stuff where the FA and people like that keep trying to fuck us, or Sky trying to fuck us and stuff like that, then he does. He's banned Sky Sports before from the training ground when they fucking cut an interview they did with I think it was Neil Harris, to be fair. And they, you know, they've been banned. I've known the Daily Mail being banned through, you know, writing a negative piece, the BBC being hammered. There's loads. I mean, Christ, he got an apology from the FA over the Wembley thing where, you know, it was their fault that people done. He fights our corner. Yeah, look, I'm not his biggest fan. I'm not his thing, but I do think that some days that sometimes it's a lot easier to attack people than it is to suddenly go, actually, is it done? You know, the thing, what I suppose with the statement is, are we bound, Mickey X fan on the board, given we are EFL, are we banned by FA rules? Yes. If you, for instance, if you like that time when we had Everton and we got done for the chant or different bits, then you are done under FA, you're done under FA rules as such, or the EFL rules. But yeah, you're a part of the Football Association. So you, depending if you're playing it at the FA's ground and whatnot, then yeah, you are. You are still, you're an EFL club. Same as the Premier League clubs or PL clubs, we are EFL clubs and we are statuted by the EFL rules, but the global football body is the FA, which if you breach a rule what is within them, then you can still be. But the FA is more, the FA is more about the FA Cup and obviously England games. That's all they give a fuck about now is England.
Yeah.
Don't give a fuck about us, because you've got the FA up there, the EFL over there, and as long as they give the FA in the middle a little drink throughout the day, then they're like, yeah, you run what you want to run. It's bollocks, though, mate. It's absolute bollocks. Football is being absolutely fucked. Every season, every year, everywhere you want to look, mate, it is being fucked. I mean, while we've got someone at the top like the FSA who does very little in really making a noise, unfortunately, it's always going to stay that way. To me, you should have proper representation in what will basically, there would have been a statement out by now, basically calling everyone out and going, this is it. Because you'll have insider knowledge and you'll just go, bop, this is what it is, not that. It's, you know, it's this, and we call on this. Let's have a look while you're talking, while we're here. FSA statement, there we go. This is your basically, this is your, Mill had the AMS during the regen, yeah? This, or you know, right now we've got the MSC, right? Every football fan in the country, this is your MSC as such, right? And this is their statement. Today, the FA announced substantial changes to the FA Cup, including the end of replays from the first round proper. A more detailed breakdown of the changes are found on the FA website here. Below is a statement from the FSA in response to the news, right? So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines. Our fucking statement from the podcast was more than theirs. And see which one you think's got more fucking clout. It's clear today's announcement about the FA Cup has not gone down well with a lot of fans up and down the country. Supporters are concerned that the changes to the FA Cup will further diminish what makes the competition enduringly popular, namely its history, heritage and tradition. While we recognise the footballing calendar is coming under impossible strain due to increasing blots of FIFA and UEFA competitions, recent surveys of both our members and National Council reveal serious concerns about loss of replays and the impact that could have on the magic of the competition. The FA Cup is the oldest domestic competition in the world, an asset of national importance, and we have shared these concerns with the FA as its primary custodians. Well, fucking whoopee-doo. Go bear your ass on Oxford Street. You would have got fucking probably more response doing that, mate, than what you have there, mate. That is a fucking piss-poor fucking statement. That statement should have read, we, as the body what represents all the fans up and down the country, call out the FA and the EFL to reconsider their thing. In fact, I would probably have gone even fucking more and had a lawyer on that, being that they are this big body, and had a lawyer on that to look at it and go, right, what are we doing? Do you know what I mean? Where are we? We just clicked out of line. Are we still on? Yeah. It's all right. It's all right. There. My internet, for some reason, has just dropped out. But it's okay. We're on in this one, so that's fine. You know, that would be, to me, if I was them, I'd have lawyers looking at it and seeing if we can hit an injunction.
Yeah.
There'll be lawyers what will work. There'll be lawyers out there right now what will work pro bono on that, right, who are football fans and whatnot, and I would seriously be looking to see what legal avenues we've got to be able to force the FA to stop until there's further, because all these statements have come out now, yet, you know, they haven't. That to me, if that was my statement, I've written on there and said, we're taking current legal advice to see what we can do to stop this. Do you know what I mean? As Mark Murphy says there, mate. Mark Murphy sums up with a comment there and says, well, at least we know that Steve's honest. Well, look, you know, at the end of the day, mate, we know what he told me this morning has basically been proven, because I shared it with you boys earlier, what was said, and basically that statement what come out earlier basically backs it up.
Yep.
And a tweet I put out earlier with part of it in has basically come out and backed it up. So,
yeah, like you said earlier, the thing is with Steve Kavanagh, you know, he might have other issues that we've alluded to previously, but he has been a defender of the club in situations like during the COVID, the first game back with the taking of the knee, the, you know, the running on the pitch at Wembley, and now this, he is a defender of the club. He will do that. And he does understand the right values of the football pyramid. That's clear. So that is welcome from that standpoint. Yeah. But that statement you just read out there is quite alarming, really. That's really not going to war for the fans. That's basically just an acknowledgement of the situation. So yeah, that's not good enough, and that does need to be revisited.
I mean, you know, look, Jonathan, I ask, what would happen if someone boycotted the club cup? I don't know. They would probably get fined. I don't know what the breach is for not, you know, we can have a look at it and see what's what. But, you know, when Dan will be coming on in a bit, well, he was meant to be coming on, whether or not he is or not, I don't know, in a bit, if he comes on, then I can look at it and see what the rules are on it. But personally, I think it's... I think it's questionable. I think they'll probably fine you. Whether or not they do, if enough of them do it, I don't know. Michael Dunn, do you think having a fan on the board was worthwhile, Mickey, or was it pointless? I think it was good while I done it, but the problem is that what UEFA did is make the rules that every club basically has to have an SLO, which is a supporter liaison officer employed by the club. Hence why I wasn't replaced, because if or UEFA rules basically state that they have to have an SLO as part of the European rules for football clubs. So if any club goes into Europe within the pyramid, within the league pyramid, they have to have an SLO, which is thing. So, yeah, was it worthless? No. I mean, did I have power? Was it pointless? It wasn't pointless. It was there to be able to represent the fans and have a point, having a fan represent your fans. But did I have any real power? No. It was always a game of give and take. It was always, you give an inch, they give an inch, and it was always done. But on a level of being able to get things for fans what needed it, whether that be a signed shirt or, you know, a video from a player or meeting a player or getting a player off a ban or, you know, actually dealing with fans who've been, you know, fucked over by the old bill, et cetera, et cetera, and helping fans out that way, writing people character references, stuff like that. Absolutely worthwhile. But yeah, some of the things, do you get choices and stuff? No, because you don't, you don't have any real power. I couldn't veto any decision that Steve Carbonaro or the board. I could express displeasure, but I couldn't veto it. Rob Quinn, football pyramid doesn't sell to Southeast Asia. Therefore, we mean fuck all to the FA, pretty much. Yeah. Jay was right. Get the money addicts away to their Super League and let us have our game back. Yeah. Bootlickers. Yeah. I'm here for the Millwall team and match talk. I'll dip out for now, back in a bit. Cool.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.